there we go.
WTAW official news time is 8:06. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Bryan police are asking the public for information they may have in an armed robbery Tuesday night. An Hispanic male in his early to mid, I'm sorry, that's actually Wednesday night. An Hispanic male in his early to mid-20s approached the 25-year-old victim in the iStop parking lot on College Main, demanded property, then shot him before fleeing in the victim's vehicle. The victim was taken to St. Joseph Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The vehicle is a tan 2005 GMC single-cab pickup with shiny 20-inch rims. Those with information are asked to call the Bryan Police Department at 209-5300 or Crime Stoppers at 775-TIPS. A 20-year-old Texas A&M student is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries after being struck by a car at the intersection of University Drive and College Main just after 2 this morning. Police closed the roadway for about 2 hours to investigate the accident. They did not say what led to the car, driven by 18-year-old Omar McCowie, also a student, to hit Vaishnavi Narasimhan. The accident remains under investigation. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner has filed legislation capping tuition and fees at state universities at this year's levels, then limiting future increases to the rate of inflation. Schwartner says since 2003, the rate of inflation has been 27%, while the portion of tuition set by boards of regents statewide has increased by 222%.
The freeze will actually force the ones that have not been good actors, that have been high tuition schools, to find savings. While the physically responsible ones, like Texas A&M University, will continue to succeed on their current business model.
Schwartner says lawmakers have to also discuss the state's share of tuition, which during the last 11 years has dropped 10 to 15%. The senator also filed a proposal waiving sales taxes on college textbooks at designated times at the start of each semester. A second public hearing on the proposed closure of two railroad crossings south of Welburn takes place this evening at 5 in the Brazos County Commission meeting room. During the first gathering Monday night, Andrew Houdanish of Union Pacific says they can't move the location of a side rail 2 miles south from where Straub and Wade roads would be closed, which would affect 10 homes versus several hundred.
There's a whole ton of private driveways, and there's a couple of public roads down there, too. It only gives me a mile between those two sidings. Those are too close together for our operations. And I don't know what the topography is down there. Here, it's almost perfectly flat for our operation, which is what we want when we're building a siding, because I don't want to build it on the side of a hill and have my train roll away.
Houdanish says trains need about 2 miles of track to slow down, and the Welburn location provides enough distance from the next side rail to the south in Milliken. Next week's College Station City Council meeting will include a staff presentation on what a committee could consider for a bond election next year. Deputy City Manager Chuck Gilman says a long list includes transportation and mobility projects.
A lot of the technology and equipment we have in the field at our traffic signals are antiquated. It's 1980s, 1990s technology. So we need to update what's in the cabinets. We need to update what we have back in our server rooms. And then with that, give us the ability to make changes when necessary from the office.
Gilman says there will also be recommendations regarding parks and other city facilities when they make their presentation a week from tonight. Those attending a statewide agriculture conference in Bryan were encouraged to submit proposals to increase the state's water supply. The chairman of the Texas Water Development Board, Carlos Rubenstein, was among the speakers at the 26th annual Texas Plant Protection Association meeting.
The board has to undertake to utilize not less than 20% of the fund for conservation and reuse. The statute also says that we have to undertake to utilize not less than 10% of the fund for agricultural interests and rural Texas interests.
Rubenstein says with last year's voter approval of Proposition 6, there will be $8 billion of water projects in the next 10 years. The deadline for the first round of applications is February 3rd. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 56 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Let Royalty Pecan Farms take the hassle out of your holiday shopping. They can gift wrap fresh, locally grown Texas pecans and ship them to your business associates and loved ones. Choose from natural or flavored pecans, or pick up a handmade Royalty Pecan pie or other baked goods for your holiday get-togethers. Shopping is easy online as well at royaltypecans.com, where you can order pecans, pies, breads, corporate gifts, and more. Don't forget, the gift shop is open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
812, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 30 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Moisture will continue to slide up over the region today, resulting in lots of clouds, scattered showers. Highs today 60 to 65. A few showers are possible tonight as well, lows 50 to 55. We do start to dry out during the day tomorrow. It'll become partly sunny with highs near 70. The outlook for tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 55. Saturday, we'll see lots of sunshine. Temperatures, they're going to be up near 70 Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:13, it's Thursday, and it's kind of rainy outside. So, Patrick, are you a big coffee drinker?
Huge.
Yeah, I thought you were. Zach, are you?
I don't really like coffee.
Yeah, it kind of hit and miss. Every once in a while, it will. Well, apparently, the color of the coffee mug that you use may have something to do with how much you enjoy your coffee. Court, what are you laughing about?
It's interesting. Our 90th anniversary WTAW mugs. They're white with a black interior.
Yes, they are.
And I found out recently that was selected by General Manager Ben Downs because he didn't like to see the stains in his coffee mug.
Well, I think that's probably right. According to a study in the online scientific journal Flavor, coffee sipped from white mugs, I guess here we're talking outside, tastes significantly more intense, less sweet, more bitter than drinking from a clear or blue mug. The reason people associate different colors with different flavors. The color white, which contrasts significantly with black coffee, subsequently enhances coffee's bitterness. Blue mugs, on the other hand, amplify both the sweetness and the bitterness, which makes the brew taste stronger overall. Researchers say the findings mean mug color should be considered because it can influence the consumer's multisensory coffee experience.
And there's so many ways to drink coffee, too. Not just the mug, but how they brew it.
Yeah.
That's what I get really excited about.
Okay.
I mean, there's drip coffee, there's Chemex coffee, there's cold brew and slow brew, and it just gets
back. All right. So what do you do?
Anything I can.
Have you done the French press thing?
I've got one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a lot of trouble.
It is.
Yeah, it's a lot of trouble.
It makes me jittery.
It's big in Europe, you know, it really is.
Uh-huh.
And if you'll go to, you know, in the big city, you go to places where they have little coffee bars. This was before Starbucks. I remember going to one, and what they had is just kind of a drip line, and they would put a cup under there, punch a button, and it would start dripping out, and it was a giant drip coffee machine, but what you knew is that it was absolutely fresh because it was happening right then. Hello?
So how do you get one of those wonderful WTAW mugs?
Oh, man, you know, I don't think we've got any.
Well, that was 2 years ago. Mine's starting to fall apart.
I don't know that we have mouse pads. Do we have calendar mouse pads?
We do.
I haven't seen mine.
I've got one for 2014. You want this one, Scott?
No, 2015.
Oh. I think they're in or on the way.
Hey, 2015 is still a ways away.
But we got to start giving these away to guests.
That's true.
We got to get them distributed because they really don't need them anymore. There's no need for a mouse pad.
They'll wake up in a haze on January 1st.
That's right. They'll go, where are I do. I use it all the time. I really do. Sally Jurek is here this morning, City of Bryan. Do you have one?
I do not.
Okay. Well, do you need one? Would you like to have a mouse pad?
My boss broke mine. My favorite coffee mug recently.
Okay. Yeah. No. I need a mouse pad. I don't have it. He broke your mug.
He did.
How'd he do that?
He won't admit to it. He tried to blame it on a few other people, but thankfully my coworker fessed up for him.
Now, do you want to tell him who your boss is?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I mean, see, I'm giving you the chance not to. That's a good thing. What did he do? Did he throw it in a fit of rage or knock it off the table or what?
No, I think he just, I think when he was grabbing his mug, something else bumped into it and broke the handle. So the mug itself is actually still usable.
No, it's not because it's got a broken handle on it, right?
I still use it. Well, use it just very carefully.
You know, put pins and wrap a napkin around it every morning and go, I'm having to wrap a napkin around this mug because the handle's broken.
Well, I do, and I occasionally walk into his office and just leave it on his desk, you know, full of coffee and just let him try to move it.
Ooh, good idea. Yeah. Good idea. All right, getting even with that. All right, well, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about
the Bryan ISD Education Foundation Hall of Honor.
Okay.
It's coming up next August, but right now we're taking nominations for those honorees that we'd like to honor. They would be Bryan ISD grads who've gone on in their fields and done wonderful and amazing things in their community and have been recognized, and we want to recognize them further.
Yeah, that's how many years we've been doing this now?
This will be our fifth year.
Yeah, it was a great idea, great concept, and it continues to be.
It wasn't mine. I'd like to take credit, but it was not mine.
But, I mean, that's a neat deal for kids in the system to see people who have succeeded after they left Bryan. And
absolutely.
So you take nominations?
We are taking nominations. You can find those on both the City of Bryan and the BISD's website. That's bryanisd.org or bryantx.gov.
Mm-hmm.
You can go on and find the nomination forms on that, and we'll be taking those through January 10th. They should honor recipients who have obviously graduated from Bryan schools, but they should have gone on and received recognition in their profession and their community. We have different categories. If you want me to go through those real just briefly.
Sure, be fine.
Arts, humanities, business, industry, community service, education, public service, recreation and athletics, or special recognition, which no other category applies.
Okay.
They really are synonymous with volunteerism, real estate, banking, automotive, education, healing, faith. Mm-hmm. We've had all kind of honorees in the past.
So, absolutely.
We've honored approximately 8 honorees in the past several years. Mm-hmm. So we have about, what is that, 32?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Right. Yep.
And I'm doing math right now. I'm sorry.
I
have not been in the office, so I've not had my coffee from my broken mug yet. Okay. So I'm sorry.
That's something to look forward to as you move on through the day. And then, of course, you have a banquet, which is a fundraiser also.
Yes, and that's, it is. And it's for the Education Foundation, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. which is an amazing organization on its own. So
sure.
Set it up by a great director. Her name's Sandra Davis. So she goes about and handles the operations of that. But the Education Foundation goes and honors, different teachers or groups within the school system can apply for grants throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
And those are usually for projects or ways to further educate students in really creative ways that is not funded by grants or anything else that they would be receiving funds from. So,
well, we all know all the ISDs, I mean, they have to stretch their dollars. So
exactly.
When they have education foundations, it's always good. We have two very active ones here in the community, so it's good to have. Okay, great. So again, on the website?
It's on bryantx.gov or bryanisd.org.
Okay, very good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you so much.
You bet. We visit with folks from Bryan on Thursdays. That's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value a solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The government has better than expected economic news. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. New data from Washington suggests lower gasoline prices and a pickup in job growth are boosting the economy. The Commerce Department reports retail sales rose 0.7% last month. It was the biggest increase in 8 months, and it topped analyst expectations. There were fewer new faces on the unemployment lines last week. The Labor Department counted 294,000 first-time claims for jobless benefits nationwide. 3,000 fewer than the previous week. eBay is considering a massive workforce reduction. The Wall Street Journal says as many as 3,000 eBay employees could be facing layoffs as the company prepares to spin off PayPal. Google is shutting down a news linking service in Spain after the Spanish government passed a law that will let publishers charge when search engines use their content. Stocks fell yesterday, but look for a turnaround today. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Your customers are your most valuable asset. So if you run a business that stores customer data, that is, personally identifiable information, including credit cards and social security numbers, you have to protect it, especially if you want to stay in business. Barracuda Networks has more than 150,000 customers worldwide who trust our security and storage solutions to do just that. Keep them open for business. Reclaim your network. Visit barracuda.com/open to learn more.
Right now, buy new carpet at the Home Depot and the installation in your whole house is on the house, as in free. So let's cover more rooms with the same budget. Free installation will do wall-to-wall wonders with your wallet. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit a local store to get started. Let's do this. New carpet, free installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through February 4th. Minimum $699 purchase of carpet. U.S. only. See store for details.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com. Newstalk 1620 WTAW, the holiday season. Lots of things that we look forward to, not the least of which the special holiday concert that always goes on every year from the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. And Mary's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Scott. Thank you.
This is a great time. No matter what the weather, we're hoping that we can end up with some cool weather. But, you know, this puts you in the spirit every time.
This is nice enough weather. We hope it stays this way.
Okay. It's Texas Christmas after
what
all, right?
Say, yeah.
Yeah, but we have a great program again this year, huh?
Absolutely. It's going to be fantastic. We have Emily Pulley, who is going to be joining us. She's such a local favorite and just has an incredible career in opera. And she's going to be singing some favorite Christmas songs. And we also have Christ United Methodist Church Sanctuary Choir and their Canticle Bells. James Faith will be playing on organ for us as organ soloist. And, of course, the College Station High School, College Station High School
right.
Women's Choir under Kirby Etheridge is going to be joining us as well. So it's going to be a fantastic group joining our brass from the symphony and everything from, you know, Silent Night to wonderful, all the wonderful favorites. And also a sing-along at the end.
Yeah, be sure to sit next to somebody who's a good singer.
Absolutely.
You know, because they may need to be covering you if you can't sing so well. But anyway, that's a great thing that right. everybody gets involved.
Whether you can sing or not, afterwards there's a cookie reception by Faso, so you know you can get some cookies afterwards as well and have fun.
That's it. So if they want some more information as far as tickets are concerned, and then what do they need to
absolutely
do?
Well, first of all, you get your tickets from the MSC box office. It's 845-1234, or just go to our website at bvso.org. And we need to thank our sponsors mm-hmm. who make this possible for us to be able to do this. Of course, Sterling Auto and Spirit of Texas Bank, and of course, SysTech Computing. So thank you to all of them. And also our season sponsor, St. Joseph, who's making everything also possible for us. So, it takes a village to be able to put on all these wonderful concerts, and we appreciate such great help.
Christ United Methodist Church, December 14th at 5 o'clock. Then you take a little break and you start up again February the 8th?
Absolutely. February the 8th. Is going to be James Dick.
Okay.
And as everyone knows, just an incredible international concert pianist will be joining us. And he's the name of the program, I love it, is James Dick Unleashes the Emperor. It's the Emperor Piano Concerto. So it's very dramatic.
Oh, yes.
So it's going to be a great concert. And then our fundraiser coming up in April, April 9th, 10th, 11th, Premier Market. So put it on your calendar.
But James Dick and Emily Pulley, great great examples of people from around here who come in and play at the symphony, and it's a neat deal.
Absolutely. So. We could look forever and not find two more incredible guest stars, and we have them right in our own backyard.
Okay, and the website again?
BVSO.org.
All right, thanks for the time this morning, and have a good holiday.
Thank you, Scott.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's AggieKubota. Go to dealers.com.
A basketball doubleheader at Reed coming up on Saturday. The Aggie women take on the University of Houston. That'll be a 1:30 tip time. And then coming up at 4 o'clock, Texas A&M men will take on Youngstown State. We'll broadcast that game beginning on this radio station at 3:30 on Saturday, but that doubleheader. Hey, Coach Billy Kennedy on the show today. Ask him if there's still some folks on this ball club, some of the younger guys, some of the new guys, kind of feeling their way through the early part of this season.
Yeah, you know, Alex Robinson still trying to figure it out. Devontae, I think, at times isn't sure. Antoine Space, when he plays, just getting more comfortable in their role and where we need them, you know. And those guys, you know, for the most part. And then Tony Troca, you know, he's just lost right now. But I think we've kind of established the Daniel House, the Jalen Jones, and Alex Caruso, and as well as some of our other older guys.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Billy Kennedy. Doubleheader at Reed on Saturday. Come out and take in both games. The women at 1:30, the men against Youngstown State at 4 o'clock. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
The joys of Christmas. Gifts for children have been a part of the joys of Christmas for centuries. And in many European countries, the one who brings them is the Christ child. That story in a moment.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
The Christ child is believed to be the children's gift bringer in many countries of Europe. Children believe that he comes with angels during the night, trims the tree, and puts the presents under it. Children are told that the Christ child arrives unseen and that the parents help him distribute the gifts. When all is ready, the parents ring a little bell, and the children are called into the room where all the gifts are spread out. But the child Jesus and his angels have already gone on to another home. Then the parents read the Christmas gospel. A prayer is said, and the entire family sing a hymn. Then the gifts are opened. Another beautiful custom that's part of the joys of Christmas.
Are you a John Deere enthusiast, or are you searching for that perfect gift this holiday season? Well, don't forget Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. Stop by and check out this year's John Deere toys, from bicycles to wagons, all in John Deere green. For the older ones, check out the collectibles and clothing options. And for the outdoorsman, Yeti coolers, UTV accessories, tools, gun safes, and more. Stop by and visit your local Sioux Falls Prater Equipment location or visit them online at cptractor.com.
Today, kids are turning to Google asking one question. Is Santa real? I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. While you're busy making your list and checking it twice, criminals are hard at work trying to steal your identity and take your money. Here's former Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
Every gift we buy at the mall, in a store, or online increases our risk of identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you.
Look, no one can stop all identity theft, but LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. It goes beyond just monitoring ATM and credit card transactions. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your social security number, bank and retirement accounts, even the equity in your home. Give yourself the gift of peace of mind this holiday season. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus now. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and use promo code Kim to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Call 1-800-417-3841, 800-417-3841, 800-417-3841. Network does not cover all transactions. When we have questions about the weather, sports, movies, news, we turn to Google. And now kids are turning to Google hundreds of thousands of times this month, asking that one pressing question, is Santa real? Google search results mostly tell parents how to talk about Santa. Ask Siri about Santa and she says,
he's as real as I am.
I have a few better suggestions. For starters, the kids can actually see how the reindeer are getting ready for the night that they need to pull Santa's sleigh over at reindeercam.com. For your phone or tablet, the Kringle app will snap a photo of Santa right in your own living room. Don't ask me how it works. It just does. Santa also takes time out to send kids personalized video messages and calls them. Head over to portablenorthpole.com for that. On Twitter, find him, @Santa. And do me a favor, tell him, @KimCommando, has been a good girl this year. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
Bring Messina Hoff home for the holidays. Come visit us at the winery, and we can help you select your holiday wine and gifts. This year, make it Messina Hoff.
Does fructose fool our brains? I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The sugar fructose does less to reduce our hunger than other sugars do, according to endocrinologist Kathleen Page at the Keck School of Medicine. She and her colleagues gave volunteers either a fructose or a glucose drink, put them in a functional MRI scanner, and showed them pictures of chocolate cake and pizza. Reward centers of the brain lit up much more for the fructose drinkers than for the glucose drinkers.
And we also looked at behavior. So how hungry are they and how much do they want to eat something when they see those food cues? And interestingly, after the fructose drink, they were hungrier and they wanted to eat food more compared to after the glucose drink.
While fructose is found in fruit, it's also added to most processed foods, which could be one reason many people consume more calories than they need. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. A 20-year-old Texas A&M student is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries after being struck by a car at the intersection of University Drive and College Main just after 2 this morning. Police closed the roadway for 2 hours but did not mention any citations or arrests. The accident remains under investigation. Bryan police are asking the public for information they may have in an armed robbery Wednesday night around 11. An Hispanic male in his early to mid-20s approached the 25-year-old victim in the I-Stop parking lot on College Main. He demanded property, then shot the victim before fleeing in the victim's vehicle. The victim was taken to St. Joseph Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The vehicle is described as a tan 2005 GMC single-cab pickup with shiny 20-inch rims. Anyone with information is asked to call the Bryan Police Department at 209-5300 or 775-TIPS. Capping tuition and fees at state universities, then limiting future increases to the rate of inflation will be considered by the legislature next year. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner, who filed the proposal, says state lawmakers have to also discuss increasing the state's share of paying tuition, which hasn't changed since 2003.
We as a state need to take a hard look at our portion that we're contributing. I believe that that is an issue that does need to be addressed in conjunction with the designated tuition side of this.
Schwertner says designated tuition, which is what the Board of Regents charge, has risen over the last 11 years statewide by a collective 222%, while the rate of inflation was 27%.
We do have a problem with certain schools in our systems throughout the state having significantly bloated operating budgets. And that is one aspect that then engenders higher tuition and fees. which then causes students to take out ever-increasing student loans.
Schwartner says fiscally conservative responsible institutions like Texas A&M will be able to continue to succeed on their current business model. The senator also filed a proposal waiving sales taxes on college textbooks at designated times at the start of each semester. For the second time this week, Brazos County and Union Pacific officials will take public comment on the proposed closure of two railroad crossings off FM 2154 south of Welburn. UP manager Andrew Houdanish, who told Monday night's crowd a side rail south of Greens Prairie Trail to south of Wade Road is one of two scheduled for construction between Welburn and Milliken.
We run about 25 trains a day. Are all 25 of them going to go in and out of that siding? No. In the future, will that grow? Yes, it will. You may be impacted instead of by three, you might be impacted by, say, seven in the whole day. You know, it's not as bad as it sounds.
UP won't close crossings at Wade and Straub Roads until a new crossing is built on a new extension of Greens Prairie Trail between Welburn and IGN Roads, which will be built when the county acquires the land. Houdanish expects the start of the construction on the side rail will be delayed.
Originally, our goal was to let the project to begin work in May or June of 2015. Okay, that's still my target date. But at this point, we're behind on the engineering because we're having to start over. We don't have the land acquired. They don't have their land acquired. So, yes, most likely we would have to push the project back.
This evening's second public hearing starts at 5 in the County Commission meeting room. A week from tonight, the College Station City Council will receive staff ideas on what should be included in a bond issue next year. Deputy City Manager Chuck Gilman says that includes major purchases to improve driving around town.
We are working to implement what we call the ITS Master Plan, which is an Intelligent Transportation System Master Plan. And again, this kind of goes back to our whole asset management approach to public works and understanding what we have in the field to give us some ability to make controls and adjustments from the office if there's an accident, if there's a big sporting event, like maybe a couple Saturdays in the fall.
Staff ideas are part of what will be presented to a community-based committee that will make recommendations to the City Council for final consideration. A wet November around Texas has eased what's been the state's longest drought since the 1950s. State climatologist John Nielsen-Gammon at Texas A&M, speaking at the annual conference of the Texas Plant Protection Association in Bryan, says forecasting the timing of future droughts is not easy.
And we're trying to forecast these long-term patterns in the Pacific and the Atlantic using sort of the same basic techniques you do with weather forecasting. Part of the problem is it's a lot harder to get observations through the depth of the ocean compared to the depth of the atmosphere. You can send up a weather balloon and take measurements, but you really can't wander around the ocean dropping lead sinkers.
One-third of Texas remains in a drought, and Dr. Nielsen-Gammon says much of that area will have that situation for a very long time. Political posturing continues as Congress prepares to vote on federal funding. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan complimented the president for focusing attention on his executive orders about immigration.
The quicker that we can find a way to stop the amnesty program, and officially stop it, which is going to be in next year's funding bill, is better for us than to spend all our time going down this rabbit trail, because it's keeping us from doing the big things that Americans elected us to do.
While some conservatives are unhappy the budget bill delays the challenge on immigration, some liberals are demanding removal of two things: a provision that would sharply hike limits on donations to political parties and changes to the 2010 Dodd-Frank financial regulations. WTAW News Time is 8:39. It's 57 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. More news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Bank and Trust is ready to serve your every banking need. We're the largest locally owned community bank in Bryan College Station, and we're invested in our community. That's why loan approvals and other key decisions are made locally by people who live in our community, have face-to-face relationships with our customers, and understand your local needs. From small business loans to construction loans and everything in between, our team can guide you through the process every step of the way. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zorneman Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zorneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. It's the most exciting event of the season. The Nissan Holiday Event is the perfect time to save on your new Nissan. Right now, get a 2014 Nissan Sentra starting at just $14,830 or 0% interest for 72 months. Don't miss the Nissan Holiday Event at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at University Drive.
Discount from vehicle MSRP includes all available rebates and incentives, including Nissan Motor Acceptance Finance, sale price plus TTML and destination and handling charges, price plus vehicle options and fees, sales price based on MSRP $17,830, model code 12014. Two or more at this price.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
Ho, 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 ho. Tis the season to stuff your stocking at Champion Firearms. From rifles and handguns to ammunition and hunting supplies, Champion Firearms is your holiday savings headquarters. Right now, save big on top-name brands like Benelli, Beretta, Glock, Weatherby, and more. Don't miss incredible holiday savings on guns, cases, scopes, flashlights, and ammunition. Not sure what to buy? Champion Firearms has gift cards available in all denominations. So stuff your stocking with savings from Champion Firearms. On Texas Avenue in the Wolfman Plaza Shopping Center, next to Starbucks.
8:42, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Norma G Tractor, your number one Kubota dealer. Go to normagtractor.com, voted best in the Brazos 13 consecutive years.
We'll certainly have some showers to contend with today. Lots of showers showing up on the radar. Highs today 60 to 65. Showers are also possible into tonight. Lows will be 50 to 55. The weather does start to improve tomorrow. It becomes partly sunny, also becomes milder. Highs near 70, partly cloudy with a low of 55 tomorrow night. The outlook for Saturday is for a nice start to the weekend. Lots of sunshine, highs near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I don't know, having a look at the radar right now, most everything is off to the west. Actually, from Austin all the way down to Victoria, it's kind of hit and miss. That's where the band is, and then there's some well north of us, but that's it. So the hottest electronic gadget this holiday season isn't being made anymore. The UK Guardian newspaper says that folks are spending big bucks to get their hands on an iPod Classic. In October, Apple announced it was discontinuing the 160-gig MP3 player, which holds more than 40,000 songs, twice the capacity of any current iPod out there. Tim Cook from Apple said the company no longer had the parts to make the Classic and it would be too expensive to redesign it. So, of course, he probably has one. New in-the-box iPod Classics are selling for more than $1,000 on Amazon.
Wow.
Reason is Spotify. Well, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask the little scrolly wheel, yeah. One that actually turned.
Yeah, I think so. Spotify may offer 20 million songs, but your iTunes library doesn't charge you for the data or make you pay a subscription to listen to the music that you have there.
There you go.
Of course, who has 40,000 songs? I mean, really?
My listen's a lot. I think I've got one, actually. I've
really?
Got a, yeah, I've got the first iPod that came out. I think I still have it.
160 gig?
As far as I know, again, I'm not real tech savvy. But
I got you. Yeah. Well, again, that's that may be worth something.
Yeah, I might try to sell that bad boy on eBay.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, how many songs do you really want? Like on the iTunes I've got on my computer, I have 47 songs, okay?
I mean, really?
I do.
Really?
Yeah, that's it. I have 47 songs. But I like them. I mean, I like every one of them, and so I'll play any of them. But, you know, I know there are a lot of people who have, like, a workout file or, you know, if they're doing something else, kind of a file. And
yeah.
I just don't do that.
Yeah, some people like the options. I know a lot of times it's just because they've ripped in entire CDs, but they only want one song off of that.
See? Okay.
Yeah.
Then you gotta
go ahead and move through all those others until you get to the one that you want.
No, tell me about it. Well, we talked about it earlier this year, but that Pono player, Ponos, who's behind that? I lost his name. That singer songwriter. I'll look it up.
Okay. The guy who has the deal with the thing that's going on?
Neil Young.
Okay.
Yeah. His high definition audio.
That's
player.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's
sure.
What I'm excited about because. I have a handful of songs that I really enjoy.
Okay.
And I don't listen to them while working out. I want to sit down and listen.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Have you did you guys hear a new single that Glenn Campbell came out with?
No.
It's really Adam Drake, the program director for our sister station,
sure.
Maverick 102.7, was listening to it, and it's a song basically about his Alzheimer's.
Oh, wow.
And how it's real, real deep. I mean, especially whenever you look at the crap that's coming out in country right now.
But, oh, sure.
You know, it's singing about, like, how his wife, one thing that he'll benefit from is he won't be able to miss his wife. Because he won't remember.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
But, yeah. It's...
Well, that may be a funding point. That may end up being a real rallying point and help funding and research, too. Wow,
and add that one to your list there, Scott.
Very interesting. Okay. All right. I got a couple of jokes because we, you know, haven't.
and Kevin's not here to
That's right. Every time I tell a joke, he just hates it. Aww. So, did you hear about the guy who fell into the upholstery machine?
No.
Sorry. He's fully recovered.
There you go. Man.
Thank you.
Patrick has to love this segment.
Yeah, did you hear about the butcher who backed into the meat grinder? He got a little behind in his work.
Oh, dad jokes.
Zach, did you hear the one that we had about the Spanish-speaking magician?
No.
Yeah, he's up in front of the crowd. He said, I will now make myself disappear on the count of three. Uno, dos, poof. And he disappeared without a trace.
Oh, man.
Yeah, see. This will make you feel good. The average U.S. American can name only 8 presidents.
Better than average there.
Okay,
I can't do all
there you
of them.
Go. Got to feel pretty good there, right?
Can't name them in order, but I can, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not many of them anyway.
Well, and that's one of the things. You know, do this sometime. After you sit down and take a blank map of the United States. Name all the states and see how long it takes.
Now, I can do that. Yeah. I don't know about time-wise, but yeah, I'm pretty good at that.
Capitals? Can you do the capitals?
I used to know all the capitals.
Yeah, yeah. So that's, Carson City, okay? Got to remember that one. Okay, got to remember Carson City. That's the one that trips a lot of people up. All right, so let's see here. Touch Tunes, top 10 most played songs in 2014. I'm only doing 6 of them.
I only know about Touch Tunes because people on Facebook like to tell me they're listening to Touch Tunes.
All right. Number 6 is Wagon Wheel by Darius Rucker, which is a pretty good song. Number 5, Royals by Lord. Number 4, Country Girl, Luke Bryan. Mm-hmm. Number 3, Happy, Pharrell Williams. Mm-hmm. Number 2, Dark Horse, Katy Perry. Number 1, I've never heard this song, I don't think. Bottoms Up, Brantley Gilbert.
Yeah.
Don't know it, but anyway.
Well, you're not missing much.
Okay, that's fine. Anyway, so we got that going on. That's our electronics.
Hey, Bick has a new pen.
Bick has a new pen.
Writes underwater, upside down,
Ooh.
And in outer space.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other words, too.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few, all with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Did you know that the lack of roof maintenance is one of the leading reasons manufacturers deny roof claims? Even roofs with as little as 3 years of age need maintenance and may be required to validate manufacturer's warranties. That's why we offer the Overhead Care Club, our roof maintenance program. It comes with an annual 17-point roof inspection, roof debris removal, gutter cleaning, and much more. Call today and ask about our Overhead Care Club.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
How important is it to share your life experiences with your kids and future generations? This holiday season, Frame by Frame and 2 Video offers Life Portrait, a professionally produced documentary video about you. Filmmakers John Franklin and Greg Phelps bring their years of experience to tell each unique and personal story. Contact Frame by Frame and 2 Video at 979-690-6956. That's 690-6956. Life Portrait, preserving your life story.
News Talk 1620 WTA, only about 10 minutes till. Ben Downs, general manager here.
General manager Ben Downs in the house.
That's it. So, Ben, I have a joke for you. Did you hear about these?
Hold on. Will we be able to keep our license?
Yes.
If you tell this joke?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Okay, here we go.
This is about the Spanish-speaking magician.
All right, wait, I'll ask my question again.
No, it's okay.
Are we going to be killed on Twitter and Facebook for this?
Actually, no, we might have a listener who could call and tell you the joke.
We could do that. Ooh.
Because
it's a widespread, well-known joke.
Well, it's a joke I told about 2 minutes ago. So
I see.
I just mean if you have a short attention span, then you might have missed it.
I was walking in. There were people who, as you know, when I come in the morning, as a beloved general manager, it takes me 5-10 minutes to go past all the hugs. And the cheek kisses.
And the ones
on the face, too. And it's, you know, it's...
Because it's the holiday season.
And me without my Michael Scott drops.
Yeah. Oh, dang. I was going to tell Ben the joke about the Mexican, the Spanish-speaking magician.
We're gone.
Oh, wow.
We're gone.
No, we're fine.
Thank you very much. It's been a great 93 years.
Which reminds me.
Yes.
We got mouse pads coming?
I don't know. Maybe I could sell sponsorships or something. I'm tired of buying stuff that's...
Okay, that's outdated, I know.
But the mouse pads have been kind of cool.
They really are.
Again, I use them all the time.
Fun for doodling?
Well, for two things. First of all, especially because they don't need them anymore. I mean, isn't that neat that they want them and they don't really need them?
Well, it's handy. I mean, it's an attractive year-long reminder that it's a year.
But
what am I saying?
I don't know. The other thing is, though, that they're great for jar openers.
Yeah, that's an old joke, Scott.
But it's true.
You've been doing that since the first one we got in 1995.
It's true. So he says, the magician says, I am now going...
You don't have a listener who wants to give me this joke?
They're afraid to.
Hello?
Actually, Ben, he disappeared in uno, dos. Wait a minute. He disappeared without a trace.
Huh? What do you think? What do you think?
All right, I'll steal that.
All right, see?
Okay, that's good.
Okay. I know it is. And you thought we'd lose our license.
I could tell that at church meetings.
You could, as a matter of fact. That's kind of a neat deal. You can do the one about the guy who fell in the upholstery machine.
Oh no! Someone fell in the upholstery machine.
He's fully recovered. See?
Oh God.
He's tired. We just got to catch him when he's tired.
I'm sorry. We worked late last night
on
Christmas angles.
Mm-hmm.
And Wednesday yesterday was the last day.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to bring your stuff back. Now, of course, if you bring a bunch of toys back, we're going to find some.
We will.
We'll find a 20-year-old somewhere to go pick it up at either Blue Baker or here at the rodeo station.
Right.
But yesterday was the last day, and that means we have 2 days to get it all processed, counted, accounted for, fill in the blanks, and get it all ready to go. And so we were working quite late last night. I had my magic shoe shoppers out because it's important, I think, that the kids all get new shoes for Christmas.
I agree.
Because of my lovely Lily's experience in teaching special ed and things like that in some of the poorer areas of Brazos and Robertson County, she says, shoes. Mm. Get them shoes. So anyway, we bought last night, because we don't have sizes for all the kids, but about 345 pairs of shoes.
Wow.
If you need size 1, 2, or 3 kids' shoes today, you better wait till they restock.
Really?
I'm just saying.
You kind of went through like locusts.
Yeah. Huh? So what we got is, I can't tell you exactly what we need right now because the guy who knows it comes in right as the show goes off. So I can't tell you. But in looking at it, I'm probably going to need a little backup from some of our listeners for bicycles. And I don't mean a lot. I'm not going to ask you to buy 100 bicycles or something unless you just want to. But we have a good bit of money, and we'll use that money for that. But if you have a warm place in your heart, like I do, for making sure that a kid has a bicycle because it's something they own, it's mobility, it's exercise, it's outdoors, there's personal ownership, personal pride, I think it brings a lot of things to the table. Give us a call. We won't bother you if we don't need you. But we do have been given a good bit of money by the people in Brazos County, and we, of course, will use all of that first. But, the toy room's looking fairly spectacular. We were picking up toys at Blue Baker until 10:30 last night.
Wow.
And I don't mean, we go by, we pick them up. You know, oh, look, there's two or three. I mean, we would send young 20-year-old backs out, and they would fill up our panel van and fill up our truck that we bought for Maverick. They'd bring them back, and then they'd go right back again. Hmm. And back and forth. It was all night. And then finally, when the stores closed, we quit breaking. We didn't break in to go get toys.
Not good. That'd be a
bad thing. But it's really going really well. The groups that we can use right now, we can use some people to help wrap some of the presents. I think the Rotary Club is volunteering to come up at some point today. Because we only have 2 days to get it all put together and then start distributing the toys, we're a little loose on organization because we never know what we're going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Like last night, we 300 plus pairs of shoes. Do you wrap them, do you not? Well, we had a lot of help, so let's go, let's wrap them all. So that's what we started working on last night, and I had some shopper teams. Jen was out shopping, Jen Griffiths was out shopping, and Tom and Lindy Rogers and Mary and Lily were out shopping, and so we, just for the people at BTU, she was wearing her BTU jacket.
Oh, very good. So a little bit of free pub there.
Well, mm-hmm. Not free pub. Just letting her know that they care. You know, they let their
wearing the colors.
Wearing the colors, you do get a few looks when you go through the old line at the shopatorium with about three baskets full of kids' shoes.
Probably so. That's what I would think. Yeah.
You can say, well, my son's rough on tennis shoes.
Yeah. We're here on a mission.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So, but anyway, that's where we are.
All right.
And I think we're good. I think we're good all the way around. There's the usual faux pas and things, but there wasn't. We haven't really had the dreaded mix up like the time we had when they got the sheets for the shoes mixed up, and we ended up buying not the sizes of the shoes.
Yes, I remember that.
But the ages of the kids.
I remember that. Yeah, that was not...
How come all these shoes are size 7?
Yeah, that's not that long ago that we did that. But mm-hmm. Okay, so if they want to donate...
But that hasn't happened in a long time. We finally, boy, howdy, we closed the door on that one real quick.
Did.
That doesn't happen. We have labels now that go on the shoes.
To donate online, they can go to mychristmasangels.com. There is a link there.
Okay,
you can you do sure it right can. There.
All right.
And
then.
So we can always use a little more, and we'll make it all work. And I'm really pleased, very pleased with what we have downstairs. I wish I had a report to tell you how close we were to having everything we need, but I think we're going to be close. I think it's going to be I think it's going to be a great year.
Well, and that's the thing when we did the call in was that Monday, I believe.
Yeah.
We hit the 5K on Monday. Which
was really kind of neat. I was gone, but I kept getting I got some reports back.
It went well. That's General Ben Downs.
Downs, yes. Uh huh.
Okay, uno dos, got it. Not bad, is it?
Gone without a trace.
Yes, that's it. All right. On this date in history, Germany and Italy decided to declare war on us. They probably shouldn't have done that. 1941. It worked out well for us, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Apollo 17 became the sixth mission to land on the moon in 1972 on this date. Back when that was a big deal.
Well, and final, sadly.
That's true. And in 1994, in Bred, Holland, a guy hammered through a factory roof, 4 inches of concrete, drilled into the safe. It was empty. The factory had closed 10 years before. Oh, man. This is all the important stuff. Thanks for sitting in, Zach. It's 9 o'clock, WTAW, College Station. Brian.
Fox News.